Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this second class on praying together, being united in prayer together. We often talk about prayer, don't we? We believe in it, we practice it, we certainly value it, but less frequently we talk about praying together, and I wonder whether we maybe don't do that as much as would be healthy, and I wonder why that might be. What do you think? I explored some of the potential issues last time, so you can go back and have a look at that. And we looked then at that in that first class at what the scriptures teach about praying together. I offered some scriptures about that. Today, we're going to explore further the reasons for praying together and how it benefits us. And we're going to particularly be focused on Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 to 20. So let's have a look at that text. This is in the section about dealing with sin in the church. And in verse 18, Jesus says, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth," and the "you" here is plural, the binding is plural, so it's about the group, whatever group is together. "Whatever you as a community bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose as a community on earth will be loosed in heaven." Again, truly I tell you, these ideas seem to be connected. "If two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven," in the heavenlies. "For where two or three," community gathering together, "wherever two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." Seems to be about prayer, doesn't it? Or prayer seems to be part of this. It's about being together and asking the Father in prayer for something. Powerful, inspiring, a little scary in some ways. But this is about community life and about, well, praying together. So let's have a look at three. Well, let me ask three questions and answer them the best I can about praying together, and then you tell me what you think. So firstly, why is it that praying with other people is such a powerful experience? Let's talk about the experience of praying together here. Why is it so powerful? Well, perhaps part of it is that praying with other people allows us to come together in a shared experience of faith and connection. It's one thing to have our own personal connection with God in faith and through prayer, and that's wonderful and necessary. But isn't there something extra powerful about being together in that experience? Not mouthing the words together, but coming together consciously under the sovereignty of God and into the presence of God together with another Christian or Christians. There's something more powerful, or perhaps differently powerful, about sharing that experience of bringing our faith together and connecting together with God. And coming together to pray allows us to support each other in an experiential way, to support each other on our spiritual journey, to feel a sense of community, and in that sense, to be able to share our burdens together in prayer, our lows and our highs, our burdens and our joys, and feel that sense of belonging. Because as we belong in prayer together, we belong as a community together with God, our Heavenly Father, together with us. And so it strengthens our sense of community. It strengthens that sense of experiencing life together. When I'm praying, we had a bereavement recently in my family. When I'm praying with other Christians about that bereavement, they're sharing in that with me. Now, I can make an announcement, I can tell people about it, but there's something quite different in the experience of praying together with other people about that bereavement. And then also perhaps I was praying with somebody recently and I prayed about my daughter getting pregnant, and she's due in August, and we're praying for her, of course. And as I prayed for her in my prayer with that other brother in Christ, he's sharing in my joy. And there's something very powerful experientially in that. And nothing wrong with it being experiential. Prayer is meant to be, at least in part, experiential. It's about relationship. And some of that's between me and God, and some of that's with my fellow believers together with God. So a couple of thoughts there about why it's such a powerful experience when we pray with other Christians. Secondly, what are some of the specific benefits of praying with other Christians? Now, we've touched on a few here already, but I would say that one of the benefits is it deepens our own prayer life. It certainly has done this for me many times over in my Christian life, because when we pray with other people, we're learning from their experiences of God. We're learning from their perspectives on God, their understanding of God, and we get new insights into our own faith. We see areas where perhaps our faith is strong and mature and developed and we can help other people, but we also can see some areas where perhaps we're weaker or less mature or less developed in our faith when we hear other people pray. We hear the way they pray, the way they address God, the kinds of things they pray about. It deepens our own prayer life. I never forget the time I went to pray with Archie Kendall. And up until that point, my prayer life had been fairly transactional with God. And I went off to pray with Archie in a park in Harrow, and he prayed very conversationally with God. And it changed the way I pray. I'm very grateful to Archie. I'm grateful that we had that chance to pray together. It can deepen our own prayer life. And another reason why it can be a benefit, another way it can be a benefit, is it can also, when we pray together, be a source of comfort and strength during difficult times, as I mentioned a bit earlier. Because when you and I pray together, we know we're not alone in what we're going through. And we can draw on that support and the encouragement of the community. Perhaps it's a bit like Acts chapter 4, verse 24, when the apostles are persecuted and then the Christians gather to pray together and ask the sovereign Lord to help them. And of course he does. And then there's that experience of the Holy Spirit shaking the building and they went out to preach and speak boldly. It's a wonderful thing. So there are so many different ways that we can find benefit in praying with fellow believers. What are your top one or two that you've discovered while praying with other people? Third question today. What is some advice for those who want to start praying together? They want to have a go at it. Perhaps they feel a little nervous about it. And perhaps even some of us as older Christians, we haven't done it very much. We feel a bit of hesitancy about initiating with someone to pray together, whether it's one or two people. How do we deal with that? I have felt that recently. I've been initiating with friends of mine to pray over the phone, people I can't easily physically meet up with. Each time I suggest it, I feel a bit awkward. I did that again yesterday to somebody and they haven't got back to me yet. I'm feeling a bit nervous, like maybe they thought it was a bit weird that I suggested it as somebody I haven't prayed with over the phone before, although we're good friends. I'll let you know how that goes. But do you feel that hesitancy? Do you need some advice about how to start praying together? Well, here's a few things to think about for the moment, and then let me know what you think. So firstly, I think the first thing is an attitude thing, isn't it? We've got to pray ourselves about being open to the idea of praying with other people, or perhaps praying more with other people. And so that's a thing to take to God. God, please help me to be less proud, less nervous, less intimidated, less insecure, to trust you that in initiating to pray with other people, that'll be good. I'll trust you. You'll do something good from it. So pray to be open to be praying with other people. Perhaps your whole group needs to pray that way. Secondly, start with small, simple prayers. You don't have to meet up to pray for an hour and a half with somebody. You can pray over the phone for 2 minutes, or you can meet up to pray for 5 minutes. The length isn't the issue. The issue is to start. And we've got to start somewhere. And for a lot of us, we find praying lengthily quite hard anyway. So why should it be any easier when you're praying with somebody else? So just pray a short prayer. We don't win brownie points with God by offering particularly long prayers. It's got to be heartfelt. That's what matters. And maybe the length will grow over time. Amen to that. But let's start where we are. Start with small, short, simple prayers. And the third thing I'd say is to be respectful of each other's differences. When you pray with somebody, you will find that they pray differently to you. You may think some of that's appropriate. You may think some of it isn't. You may think some of it's mature. You may think some of it's a bit immature. You might think that some of the things they say are not quite said right. You might think they're being too informal with God, or perhaps you think they're being too stiff and formal. We need to be respectful of each other's differences, strengths, and where we are in our Christian life, and to listen to the other person or people praying with an open heart and an open mind, saying, God, teach me today. Teach me from my brother or my sister's prayer. So I offer those as some ideas to help us start praying together. So to wrap up, today we've talked about the fact that it was customary for the early church to pray together. We know that. And we know that Jesus prayed in the vicinity of his disciples, and he taught his disciples how to pray. That's the Lord's Prayer. It's plural. It's for a group to pray. We know that individual prayer is a vital part of our growing maturity and strengthening our relationship with God. Learning to pray as a community is just as crucial and very important for us personally and as a group. And I wonder whether this might be a time for you to particularly focus on praying together. Perhaps the month of March, or perhaps March and April, might be a time when you experiment and explore praying together more with your spouse, with other members of your family. housemates if you have them, people in your family group, your location, or even beyond your regular church community if you know other people who have Christian faith. They don't have to share all of your beliefs for it to be worth praying together. So let me know what you think about all this. If you've got any questions or suggestions for further classes on similar topics, send them to me, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. I'd love to receive those. And if you've got a comment, leave it wherever you're here. You'll see this recording. And in the meantime, I would hope that in praying together more, you'll find your faith developing, growing, and we'll see God act. Going back to what Jesus said there in Matthew chapter 18, what we bind, God binds. What we loose, God looses. And when we agree, our Father acts. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I, Jesus is saying, there am I with them. I can't think of any greater incentive to pray together than to know that Jesus is with us. Till the next time, take care. God bless.